Jim Byron, president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association.
Jim, recently the Michigan dry bean industry making an effort to try to get some of the surplus dry beans affected by tariffs supported by USDA. Can you share a little bit more about how dry beans are getting into the trade mix of uncertainty and how tariffs have been impacting farmers?
Well, it's indeed unfortunate, but the EU tariff on U.S. imports included dry beans. And while one would think that the soybeans would be a bigger issue, in Michigan we export about a third to two-thirds of our crop of navy beans to the EU for canning. They primarily go to the UK or go to Italy. So this 25% tariff that's been imposed has basically shut down that trade. So what that means is that we have grain elevators and bean handlers that are stuck with inventory that was intended to go to the EU that probably isn't going to go. And we also have folks that have contracted with growers to grow navy beans that were intended to go to the EU that business is certainly in question as well. So we have to look at alternatives to try to get rid of some of those navy beans.
Can you share a little bit more about what you're asking of USDA?
Well, we're asking the USDA to make a government purchase, whether it's a Section 102 or school lunch or whatever the demand may be. They have pledged to help producers that have been damaged by tariffs. So this is one way they could at least help the navy bean business is make some of those beans go away that otherwise will be a glut on the market.
China tariffs seem to be the main focus of some of the market facilitation program that's been announced by USDA. Do you see other tariff uncertainty, and like with the EU, getting wrapped into that, or what would you see would be most beneficial to farmers?
Well, this was a shock that the EU impact was going to be as dramatic as it is on Michigan, but certainly the Chinese tariffs on soybeans are a big deal. Pork is certainly damaged. There will be some significant injury to producers. I think farmers generally would rather get their money from the market than from a government program, but they're going to need help. We've already seen some price impacts that have been highly negative, so we're going to have to see what we can do to figure it out.
If USDA was able to make this purchase, what would it mean to the supply as far as what's available now in stocks and still in the field?
Well, it's significant to realize that it wouldn't take all the navy beans off the market that were intended to go to the EU, but it certainly will help. It could help create a market at harvest. There's a lot of folks that are growing navy beans that maybe haven't contracted, and those that haven't contracted navy bean sales would be harvesting and then try to deliver. And with a glut on the market, unless USDA buys, that could really create a very, very low price, if any price at all. So we're trying to create or maintain some interest in the dry bean industry, and that's our overall objective here.
What are some other buyers of navy beans from Michigan?
Well, in navy beans in particular is a canned bean variety. They can those beans, baked beans, those kinds of things are primarily what navy beans are used for. So we will see those used by Bush Brothers, for example, Heinz in the UK, and other major canners of baked beans. There aren't many of them around. There's certainly three or four in the U.S., but the bulk are going to be three major customers, two in the EU and Bush Brothers. So it's very important that we see something resolved here to make sure that producers still have a reasonable market, or at least a market opportunity to move these things.
Michigan, one of the largest producers of navy beans in the country. What other countries are competing and potentially making up that lost market in the EU?
Well, we're certainly seeing China will come to play. There'll be other countries around the world, and there may be alternative types of beans that may be used from South America and elsewhere that may make up some of that demand. The EU may come back to us and have to buy some of these, even at the higher price, but ultimately, long-term, producers in Michigan and North Dakota and Minnesota that grow the majority of navy beans in the U.S. will be damaged, and the buyers will be looking at alternatives. Once you have a hiccup in a supply chain, you want to make sure you manage risk going forward, and this is a substantial risk for those buyers.
Can you share a little bit more about the crop this year, what's out in fields when it comes to dry beans like navy beans, and maybe some other concerns of those growers?
Well, the crop in the field actually looks pretty good. The rains this past week have been helpful, so we could have a pretty reasonable and decent crop. In fact, there's some fair amount of optimism. The challenge is if we're going to be able to sell. Certainly the EU is a problem market for any type of bean, but black beans primarily go to Mexico, where continually watching that market. We don't have a tariff on beans going to Mexico right now, fortunately, but there is some concern about supply chain, and the Mexicans are concerned about U.S. Policy going forward. So we need to make sure that these issues are resolved quickly and get back to selling stuff as opposed to just fighting battles. Nobody wants the contract for 2019. There's a lot of concern out there about stability and what kinds of issues may impact that crop. So there's some real hesitance on the part of the sellers and buyers to look beyond this current crop year.
Any other thoughts to wrap us up with, Jim?
These issues need to be resolved quickly. We have difficulties going on with virtually every major trading partner in the world, and that creates a huge amount of uncertainty in agriculture from farmers to agribusiness, and that's going to be a problem going forward, unfortunately, unless this all gets resolved quickly.